Hello there, it's Ms. Kim here with today's Marketing Minute. Today, I want to talk about some marketing action items every business should undertake, no matter the size, location, or the products and services sold. There are a few fundamentals that should be put in place no matter what stage of business you're in. The problem is that many new and newish entrepreneurs think social media is in itself a marketing plan. This is not the case. Social media is not the same thing as marketing. It's not a synonym for marketing. Social media is a tool used for marketing. There is a big difference between a marketing plan and social media. And understanding the difference can make or break your business. Even if you use social media for 99% of your marketing efforts, there are specific things you need to do to get bigger, consistent results. And so with this in mind, I created a list of the top marketing action items for new and newish entrepreneurs doing it solo. That means entrepreneurs without a paid marketing department. Entrepreneurs, you might have a VA, you might have an intern, but you are still responsible for all of your marketing efforts. That's what I mean by doing it solo. So you want to make sure you have these basics covered and your foundation for success will be strong and it'll be solid, at least from a marketing perspective. Now, if you've been at this for a while and you need some clarity for your marketing game, you probably need this too. See what you have or have not done to build a solid foundation. So here are my top six marketing action items for new and new-ish entrepreneurs. You ready? Number one. Create a marketing plan. Your first step towards marketing your business is to create a marketing plan. And your marketing plan should include things like a short description of your company, your mission and goals, your core money-making focus, meaning how will you generate revenue? What's the product or service you're going to sell? Who your competitors are, who your target market is, which marketing channels you'll use, and the strategy and tactics you plan to use to reach your audience, and of course your overall budget. Yes, you must identify a budget. Now granted, this marketing plan does not need to be a 50-page thesis. It needs to be an action-based plan you can use every day. Even if it's only a couple of pages long, jot down that information so you have a roadmap that you can look at on a daily basis to consistently direct your marketing efforts. Number two is to create a marketing strategy and tactics for each channel. Okay, so basically what I mean is for every marketing channel that you use and every social media channel, you need to create a marketing strategy for that channel. The reason being is that each marketing channel will have its own culture, its own language, and you'll need to figure out how to use it independent of each other. For example, your Facebook marketing strategy will not look the same as your Twitter strategy or your LinkedIn strategy. Why? Because each of those platforms is different. There's different people using those platforms. There's different language used on those platforms. And there's different types of content that you would post on those platforms. And so that's what I mean by create a marketing strategy and tactics for each channel. If you're going to use Facebook to market, create a strategy specifically for Facebook. The content you'll post, how you interact, are you going to create your own group? Are you going to post and engage in groups? Are you going to do Facebook Lives? Are you going to share your own videos? Are you going to share third-party videos? Are you going to ask questions? Those type of things. And so that's how you create a marketing strategy and tactics for each channel. And of course, you'll have, you know, your website. You may have a blog and your social media channels, along with some offline marketing if you're going to do that, such as community newspapers, videos, magazines, and things like that. Every channel that you use, create a specific marketing strategy for it. Number three is be realistic about your budget. All right, it's time to talk money. Now, if you're like most small businesses, you may have a small marketing budget. That is okay. The goal is to focus on what works. In this case, social media and online marketing may be more effective for your business because let's face it, TV and radio ads, they cost a ton of money. Now, here is the challenge I see a lot of people facing, and I don't want you to repeat this. Don't simply throw money at social media and call it advertising and get mad when you don't reap any benefits from the money you just spent. If you can't do something right, don't do it. This goes for whether you are doing Instagram and Facebook ads or you're doing PPC or pay-per-click ads. If your budget is small, figure out what works. But you must have a budget. You can't spend $0 and expect to reap any benefits. Even if you can only set aside $25 a month, decide what you can spend each month and create a plan from here. For example, if you can only spend $25 a month, then that's fine. Learn how to do Instagram ads or learn how to do Facebook ads. If you can spend $100 a month, you may be able to do ads in a couple different places. Maybe a sponsorship opportunity may come up for a Block Talk Radio show, for example, and that may prove advantageous for you. But again, you must have a budget. Step 4 is create a user-friendly website. Now, it's funny, and this may sound really obvious, but this item is actually missing from a lot of people's steps when they launch a business. They skimp on a website, or they, I just put this website up last night. The problem is that a lot of times it looks like somebody just put up a website. The website needs to be user friendly. It does not have to have a bunch of flashy images, music, videos. It doesn't have to have a lot of bells and whistles. You don't have to put up a membership site. You don't have to have a forum. Your website needs to tell people who you are, what you sell, and how they can contact you. And please make sure the website works. Many businesses fail before they even get started due to a bad website. That means check all your links, make sure everything's integrated, make sure you have your email list connected properly with your email marketing provider. If you don't have time to create content for a multi-page website and get it built, go with a simple landing page. That's totally fine. A landing page can have the basics of who you are, what you offer in an email capture form. And just like that, you have a website. Now, please do not listen to those people that say you can just use social media and you don't need a website. They are wrong. And this is why I believe that to be the case. You do not own social media. You don't own anything about your social media profiles. So if you have a Twitter profile and you're exclusively using Twitter to market your business and Twitter shuts down your profile, you don't have a business anymore. That's just silly because you don't own Twitter. Every business needs to own its own digital real estate, i.e. your website. You must have a place that people can go to and learn more about you that you control 100% and it has nothing to do with social media. You do not want to be at the mercy of the social media gods and somebody shuts down your page because they didn't like what you posted or there was a glitch or anything like that. You were reported for some random anonymous reason and your business goes up in smoke. So you definitely need your own digital property, your own website. Action item number 5 is claim your social media handles. This again may sound obvious, but hear me out. You want to claim your brand name on all main social media channels and make sure the brand name is consistent. Claim your social media handles even if you are not using the platform right now. Why do you want to do this? Because you don't want somebody else to claim your brand name on a social media platform and then you can't use it later. Fill out all the profiles all the way, including pictures, links, and contact information, because your profile is like a resume to your customers. If you hide who you are and you aren't real, they're going to ignore you as if you aren't there. Now, at the onset, you may really get excited and want to use all the social media channels. Again, this is about planning. Before you jump out there, make a plan. Be realistic about what you can handle consistently. You don't have to use every social media channel out there, especially when launching a new business. My recommendation is to choose the main 3 channels that your customers are using to engage with companies in your industries and master those channels first, one by one, then branch out as you see fit. Now, before we get to the final step that I believe is as far as the top 6 action items with regards to marketing for new and newish businesses, when it comes to claiming your social media handles, remember I said make sure your brand name is consistent. You want consistency because you want your followers to be able to find you anywhere, no matter what. For example, my name is Kemya Scott. My handle is Miss Kemya. The name of my business is Marketing Sparkler. When you look for me on social media, you will find me at Miss Kemya. I don't have a handle that says Kemya Scott one place, Miss Kemya another place, Marketing Minute another place, Marketing Sparkler another place. No, because it's very convoluted and people won't necessarily know that's the same Miss Kemya, even if the profile picture is the same. If I introduce myself as Miss Kemya, people are going to Google and look up Miss Kemya and they're going to see me consistently as Miss Kemya in all places. I even have a MissKemya.com as my home base for my website. So if nothing else, they met Miss Kemya, you can find Miss Kemya. The only place I'm not Miss Kemya is actually on LinkedIn, because you have to use your name, and my name is Kemya Scott. So again, from a consistency standpoint, figure out what your brand name is and make it consistent throughout all the social media profiles. It will make it a lot easier for people to like and follow you along the internet. Step number six, the final step here. Now, it is by no means the final step. These are just my top six action items for new and newish entrepreneurs. Now, number six is something a lot of people overlook. They don't even realize it's there. Number six is claim your business listing on Google. I'll repeat, claim your business listing on Google. This is an often overlooked to do, especially for small and home-based businesses, because they think they're too small and claiming your listing on Google doesn't matter. Nothing could be further from the truth. It is imperative that you tell Google who you are, where you are, and how you can be reached. When people are searching for businesses that offer what you have, you want to show up in the search results. Other reasons why you want to claim your business on Google? Customers and clients can leave you reviews. It doesn't matter if you're just an online service provider. It doesn't matter if you focus exclusively online. Customers and clients can leave you reviews. You can publish content directly on Google, including events, and add links to your website. You can add photos of your business. You can add your hours of operation. You can add your location so you can show up in Google Maps. I love the features of using Google My Business. Most of all, my favorite feature, it is free. F-R-E-E. It is free to claim your business listing on Google and get indexed on Google with all of the information I just said about customers and clients leaving reviews, publishing your content, adding photos of your business. Google allows you to do this for free. So why not take advantage? We all know Google's a top search engine. So why not take advantage of the products and services that Google offers for you to market your business? And there you have it, my friends, the top six marketing action items to take for your business. These are my top steps. If you have any questions or need help in figuring it all out, give me a shout. It's what I do all day long. If you love this episode, I would love for you to rate and review it. I would be most appreciative. Again, this is Miss Kemya, and this has been your Marketing Minute for the day. If I can be of any assistance, please visit me at MarketingSparkler.com.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.